Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I have a confession.
Sorry,
I like Celine Dion. That's my confession. I like her. I like her music. Welcome back, 17 Till. But I also like ZZ Top, so, you know, go figure. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having more fun than the law allows here on the Small Business Advocate Show, spinning platters and talking about stuff that are important to you. It's important to you and me and our small businesses. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. That's an award-winning book, by the way. And we got our good buddy Chad Moutre back on the show. Chad goes all the way back to 03 with us, more than a dozen years he's been hanging out with us. And he's chief economist at the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Chad, we were talking, you gave us a good tour of the economy last segment and how things are going, which is to say not very good at the moment. Things have taken a noticeable turn for the worse in terms of the economy. I heard a commentator today talk about, you know, if the economy just keeps producing at least 150,000 jobs, that'll hold unemployment where it is. And I thought, what a stupid thing to say. He was acting like that was an achievement, right? Like that would be a goal for us. Well, you and I both know it takes 150 employees new jobs a month just to cover the people who are leaving.
Yeah, I would not say 150,000 a month is a good threshold. You know, we were getting pretty consistently 200,000 plus jobs and non-farm payroll jobs a month. And for a while there, earlier this year, we were getting kind of averaging closer to 250, actually. So it was pretty decent job growth. In the manufacturing sector, in the second half of last year, I mentioned last year everything was going pretty robustly. Manufacturers were adding 20,000 jobs per month in the second half of 2014. So far this year, we've netted zero since January. So it shows you just really how things have slowed pretty significantly in the manufacturing sector. I mean, there are pockets of strength in the U.S. economy. Housing seems to be getting its act together. You know, you see some retail sales numbers in general are moving in the right direction. But the industrial sector, for the reasons I mentioned in the first segment, are continuing to be, you know, pretty significantly challenged.
But there's another area, though, Chad, that we have to talk about. And my grandmother, who wouldn't agree with why I'm saying it, would say it this way. I'm channeling her to say the Obama administration's anti-business rhetoric and policies have come home fully to roost in 2015, and 2016 probably is not going to be any better. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, we certainly at the National Association of Manufacturers have to play a lot of defense for the reasons that you just said. We have a very aggressive regulatory agencies with the EPA, with OSHA, with the National Labor Relations Board.
NLRB, folks, that means they work for the unions. Go ahead.
So, you know, in each case, they're trying to run out the clock here, push as much through as they can before the Obama administration ends.
In terms of executive orders and things like that that don't have to go before Congress, things that the administration can push through by fiat.
And, you know, we've actually, part of our advocacy efforts are trying to, you know, make, you know, bad rules less bad as much as we can. But at the end of the day, we do a lot of suing, unfortunately. I think we've had to really step up our litigation game.
Let's have a bad one. So tell us which one's a bad one.
Yeah, we won a case at the Supreme Court in June with utilities where the Obama administration really kind of went outside of the purview of the Clean Air Act to really force utilities to more or less get rid of coal.
Not to minimize your accomplishment there, Chad, but the folks, when the Obama administration's behavior, when their actions are taken to court, they lose most of the time, almost all the time, don't they?
Yes.
That's right. That shows you how lawless these executive orders usually are, and how when they're brought before a court, oftentimes not necessarily, you know, a conservative court, those lawless executive orders, they lose.
And, you know, just this last week we sued over the greenhouse gas rule, similarly saying that that they were beyond the purview of really what the law said. I guess one of our biggest...
But there's damage done in the meantime, isn't there?
Yeah, and one of the biggest, I guess, if you want to call it a victory, is a couple of weeks ago the new ozone rules were finalized. And as you know, in 2008, ozone standards were set at 75 parts per billion in the Bush
right.
administration. And essentially what that says is that if you live in a region where the ozone is smog, essentially, is less than 75 parts per billion, more than 75 parts per billion, you can't really expand. If you're a business
yeah.
in the sector, you can't expand.
And if you've already got an investment there
yes.
and you want to expand there, you can't.
Can't yeah.
That's cost jobs, folks.
They wanted us to move that down to 60 parts per billion or 65 parts per billion. We were able to successfully, through a pretty aggressive campaign, get them to agree to 70 parts per billion.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a full win. We would have been happy
yeah.
to keep it at 75.
Chad, I only got a half a minute. But in my opinion, one of the most dangerous is the assault on the employee relationship down
yes.
down the market with contractors and with franchisors, franchisees.
That's correct. That's correct. I think that's a hugely devastating rule, and it really shows you that unions are the administration is listening very closely to the interests of unions in that case.
They're not listening. They're laying in bed with them.
Yeah.
Now, folks, this is where if you have a contractor working for you several contracts away from the original one, the NLRB is trying to claim that those people are your employees. And that's never happened before. We'll talk about that and some other things with Chad after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.